Okay, everyone, just a quick reminder to everyone, have mobile phones, please. So, very good. Okay, welcome, everyone. So, I'll just give some brief instructions again, as usual, before we start the meditation. And one of the things that I always learn from Ajahn Brahm when it comes to meditation practice is to review your meditation after you've finished, and to look back and to see what happened, to understand the process, what actually works, what doesn't work. And this is a very quick way of learning about meditation practice. Ooh. Okay. It's a very quick way to learn about meditation if you look back on what is happening, how it has been working out, and to understand the process from the beginning to the end. And of course, the first thing that you will notice when you look at the meditation in this way is look at the end point and then see how you feel at the end compared to what you felt like at the beginning. And just that comparison will give you some idea of the kind of mind state or the kind of thing that you're trying to reach. What is actually, what kind of development is going on there? What is that mind like that is more peaceful, more beautiful at the end than at the beginning? And of course, usually what you will see is that the difference is usually one of defilements in the mind. The one that comes out the other end is one that is more peaceful. There's less desires there. There's less restlessness. And you will understand something, just very basic things about defilements in the mind and about what kind of mind state generally is preferable to other mind states. That information is already very useful. And then you feed that information back to the beginning of the process. So every time you sit down to do meditation, you have some idea where ideally you want to start out, where meditation actually becomes possible. So this is the first thing, just understanding the distinction in mind states. And the other thing that you should review when you look back on the meditation is to see what is it that actually happens. What is it that works? Why is it that sometimes the meditation works out quite nicely? Sometimes the mind does become more peaceful. Sometimes the mind does experience a bit of joy and loving kindness and these kind of things. Whereas at other times, nothing seems to happen at all. You come out the other end and you feel a bit frustrated because it didn't work. So why is it that sometimes it works? What is the process of perception that goes on in the mind as the mind progresses through these stages? And sometimes the things that you have to do to enable meditation to work sometimes is very, very simple, right? For example, if you're starting out and perhaps you had a stressful day, you maybe feel a bit upset or stressed out or whatever. And sometimes just the fact that you are focusing on your body and just allowing yourself to be relaxed, allowing yourself to find a sense of ease, is a degree of kindness with that, a degree of gentleness with that. And that kindness and gentleness will kind of soothe you down, soothe the mind. And that is often enough to make you feel better. Right? Very simple things that you have to do. But this is why this kind of basic body awareness at the beginning of the meditation can be very powerful, because it gives a sense of kindness and gentleness to the process. So this is an aspect of how things start to calm down. At other times you will notice that the problem is that you are thinking too much about worldly things, right? All kind of stuff going through your mind. And of course that thinking process is very often fed by your attachments and desires to all the things in the world. That is part of the process, part of the problem there. So in these situations, if you watch your mind, if you see what works, you will see that what works is that somehow you're able to detach a little bit from the world, able to let go of that a little bit. And that is what then calms down the mind and makes the mind more peaceful as a consequence. And again, focusing on the body can be useful. So sometimes you have to use some of these other perceptions, right? Perceptions just as remembering the impermanence and the instability of all these worldly things. all these things that you have to give up eventually anyway, you can't hold on to them. The idea is they're all borrowed goods, right? They all have to go. And just by remembering that sometimes, you can see how the perception of the mind changes. And that perception then brings about a calmer and more beautiful state of mind. Right? So observe this. Understand the changing of perceptions. How the changing of perceptions goes together with a change of intention and a change of focus. And as you see this process, how it works over time, then in the future you can use that to guide your meditation in the future. You know the mind state you're trying to reach. You know where you are now. You know what kind of perceptions will work. And then you can guide yourself to actually move closer to where you want to be in the meditation practice. So please use this idea of evaluating your meditation to boost the practice. We need every help we can on this path, because often it can seem to be slow moving or not really getting the results. So we need to be as smart and as sharp as we possibly can to move forward in this practice. Okay, so let's give it a try. Okay, so as always, please just start off the meditation by just relaxing and being at ease. And in a very real sense, this is about kindness towards yourself. And when you're kind towards yourself, you're both changing your physical feelings and also the mental feelings at the same time. You're getting into the right attitude. You're also relaxing. You're also becoming more peaceful. Everything is falling into place if you do this in the right order. So start off just feeling comfortable, feeling relaxed, feeling at ease. Don't have any tensions in the body, any pains anywhere, but just relax into the whole process. And make sure as you practice in this way that you don't force the meditation in any way whatsoever. If you try to force it, it becomes unpleasant very fast. It's so crucial just to allow the whole thing to develop by itself. All you have to do is just have the right attitude. Allow yourself to relax and to enjoy. Every step of the process should be enjoyable. If it is not, then go back a couple of steps and try from the beginning. In this way, with patience and perseverance, gradually, the peace and the positive attitude tends to arise. And again, make sure that you enjoy the whole process of meditation. Make sure that you see the delight in every stage as you go deeper, as you become more detached from the world. Start to feel the beauty of that detachment. In a sense, it's as if you're moving into yourself and the world is kind of fading away. And the breath may always be there, sort of in the background. Don't worry too much about the breath. Leave it in the background. And when the time is ripe, the breath will kind of come into focus all by itself. And we're now coming again to the end of the meditation. So once again, ask yourself, how do you feel now? And if you feel more relaxed than at ease, ask yourself about the process that gets you to this point. What is it that gets you here? What are the perceptions you have given rise to? How has this actually developed? Okay, everyone, so please sit comfortably. Okay, are there any questions or comments at all about meditation practice? Everybody okay? Yeah? Okay, good. Okay, so let's see what... Where are we here? Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so we have a couple of questions from overseas. One is from Eiko in Germany. After meditation, I feel very tired. Am I doing something wrong, or is it just normal... my normal tired state that gets revealed? What can I do to feel refreshed? Okay, so quite likely it is just that, you know, there's usually two reasons for being tired in meditation. And one is the fact that you just need some kind of, you need a bit of a break, you need to revitalize, get some energy back into your mind again. Maybe you've been working too hard or whatever. And sometimes it's okay just to be tired, at least for a while, you know. And if you do find that you're tired for a while, sometimes you go through the tiredness, you come out of the other end, and then you feel refreshed. But other times the tiredness persists, and very often the reason why it is persisting is because you haven't developed enough of the other factors of the path. If you haven't got that little bit of joy, a little bit of light-mindedness, light-heartedness into the meditation, it is often the mind is a little bit like, you know, it doesn't have that buoyancy, it doesn't have that freshness to it. And then you often feel tired even after a long period of time. So just test it out. Try different things. Try to do some metta-meditation perhaps. Do something which gives rise to a bit more energy. Remember that after the path, when it kind of accumulates, you accumulate the practice of kindness and goodness over a long period of time, then over time, actually the energy in the mind gets boosted, and then that will also affect the meditation practice as a consequence. So these are the two things. You know, remember this is a long-term practice, and the results really come over the long term. And you compare yourself to where you were a few months ago, and you see where you are now, and then if you see that you're heading in the right direction, then you know you're going the right way. So if you feel a little bit less tired now than you did 6 months ago, it's a sign that your mind is brightening up and you're heading in the right way. Okay, next one is from Stephen in the USA. During meditation, I keep thinking of the past and the future. I can never keep my mind in the present. How can I keep the mind in the present moment without thinking of the past? Okay, so there's a number of reasons why this happens. One of them is basically because you want to think about the future and the past. And the reason you do that is because you tend to value that more than you value the meditation. right? This is one of the main problems here. So to do that, there's a number of things you can do. One is to understand what really matters in life, right? What is really important? What is really going to give you real happiness and contentment in the long run? If the more you understand that, the more you kind of incline your mind to a Dhamma kind of attitude, the more easy it is to stay on the meditation object. But if you value the worldly things a lot and you think these things are really important, all the things about what happens in the world, of course the mind is going to incline there, especially if the meditation isn't particularly happy or joyful. But if you value the meditation, you realize, well, this is actually where you can find some real meaning, some real contentment, some profound present moment happiness and joy, then the mind will incline in that direction. So first thing is to understand that. The second thing is actually to make the meditation happy, right? Make sure that you don't create too much pain in the meditation practice. Too many people still think that lots of pain is lots of gain, but actually that is not usually the case. Usually the case is if you feel happy, you are content, if you're more relaxed during your meditation than you are during ordinary life, then meditation is more pleasant than ordinary life. Often during ordinary life we can become a bit tense, right? If you have to work hard and do all these kind of things. But if you instead, in meditation practice, you are able to move away from that, find a sense of ease in the body, a sense of relaxation, then meditation becomes more beautiful, more pleasant than the ordinary experiences. And because they're more pleasant and more happy than ordinary experiences, the mind will start to focus in that direction instead. Meditation is where you find real contentment, right? If you ever want to find an answer to the meaning of life, this is where you find it, not in ordinary life. So think about it in the right way. As you do that, you will actually start to come into the present moment. You have to value the present moment, value the meditation, value the Dhamma, understand the limitations of ordinary experience, and then you will head in the right direction. So try some of that and just make sure that you persist over a long period of time, and gradually you will get there. Okay, that's all for now. So let's pay respect to Buddha Dhamma Sangha.